AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Coronavirus cases are on the rise in some key battleground states: Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Wisconsin. In Michigan, Joe Biden says President Trump has been saying the nation is turning a corner.
Turn the corner? My Lord. It's not disappearing. In fact, it's on the rise again. It's getting worse, as predicted.
In Florida, President Trump says senior citizens will be able to get a coronavirus vaccine once one is ready.
I'm moving heaven and earth to safeguard our seniors from the China virus, to deliver life-saving therapies in record time, and to distribute a safe and effective vaccine before the end of the year.
The president travels to Georgia later today. The last time a Republican lost in Georgia was 1992. North Dakota leads the nation with 978 new cases of the coronavirus per capita in the past 2 weeks. That's according to the COVID Tracking Project. A new AP NORC poll shows supporters of President Trump and Joe Biden alike think the opposing candidate will make things even worse if elected. Marjorie Conley is the senior fellow at the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research.
Neither camp has very excited supporters. They're interested. And they're maybe anxious, but they're not particularly excited about it.
The U.S. and Russia rejected each other's proposals for potentially salvaging the last remaining deal regarding constraint of their strategic nuclear forces. A source tells the AP the FBI is investigating whether emails that were published by the New York Post related to Joe Biden's son Hunter are connected to a possible Russian influence operation. Three New York area Jewish congregations filed a lawsuit accusing Governor Andrew Cuomo of engaging in a streak of anti-Semitic discrimination with a coronavirus-related crackdown on religious gatherings. This is AP News. The Trump administration is rolling back an Obama-era rule shutting down coal ash plants that don't have adequate lining.
The rollback benefits coal-fired power plants. The changes could save the industry between $41 and $138 million a year. Coal ash contains mercury, arsenic, and other dangerous heavy metals. After the government required groundwater monitoring around coal ash storage sites, data released in 2018 showed widespread evidence of contamination, and a U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that unlined ponds needed to close. The revised rule goes around the court order by letting utilities demonstrate their unlined ponds pose no reasonable probability of adverse effects. The process for determining safety could keep ponds that were scheduled to close open for many more years. Jennifer King, Washington.
Seven Chicago police officers have been suspended for their roles in an incident in which then-Superintendent Eddie Johnson was found asleep behind the wheel of his SUV following a night of drinking. Johnson was later fired. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.